to be filled. Your ears have to be open. Your eyes have to be open. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Open their eyes to see Jesus. Open their eyes to see Jesus. Open their eyes. The disaster that will happen to any man or any woman is to live this life without the direction of the Holy Ghost. Don't come here and live without power. Don't come here and live without character. There are people around you that cannot speak in the Holy Ghost, and it is a gift. If you can speak, open your mouth, speak out loud in the Holy Ghost. If you can't, it's a gift to you. It's a gift to you. Open your mouth, ask for the gift. Ask for the gift. Ask for the gift.
Radia la rosa, te elegeremos. Radia la rosa, te elegeremos.
be filled with the Holy Ghost. 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 Pray out loud in the Holy Ghost. That's the whole purpose of our gathering. There's no point if some people are filled, some people are not. There's no point if some people are cold and some people are hot. We can all enjoy this thing together. We can all have the fullness of the Father. We can have it. It's not given to some, it is given to all. The gift of the Holy Ghost is given to all. He's given to all. So be filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't leave here and go back and still say you are not doing things. Don't leave here and go back and you are not walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't leave here and go back to church as normal. Don't leave here and go back to service as normal. Don't leave here and go back to service as normal. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I went to a church once, and in that church, a guy was giving a testimony about how God delivered him, that he was going to use his brother to do money ritual. And he was testifying about this. And while this guy was talking about how he almost used his brother, God used their mom, who was praying, to say, "What are you doing? I saw you pushed your brother over a cliff." And he said he was scared. How did the mother know? By the Holy Ghost. But while he was sharing his testimony, as powerful as it was, somebody, I think even a pastor, got up and said, "We shut down this testimony in the name of Jesus." And I thought, what's going on? He said, "We shut it down." And I was like, what? I realized they were afraid of just the mention of the activities of the devil. So they were shutting down the testimony. And they took the mic from him and told him to go and sit down. And of course, when he went to sit down, the people sitting beside him were now afraid. Like he was going to use them for ritual. And then another person came to the mic and said, "Praise God, I just had a baby." People said, "Hey, that's the kind of testimony we want to hear." So that's what Jesus died for. The man who was going to hell, the man who wanted to use his brother, who God delivered and came to testify, has now become a bad thing. And the only thing we want to hear is babies, money, contracts. And we are excited. And why are they afraid of the mention? It's because you are not filled. If you have the Spirit of God in you, you are not afraid of death and hell. You face them by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not by your power, but by the power of the Holy Ghost in you. You can face them. You can speak to them. identity crisis today has to stop. You need to know who you are. If you don't know, they will play with you. The devil will mess up with your life. The power is not in you, it's in Christ Jesus. Through you. So what am I afraid of? If there's something that's been given to me to use, why don't I use it? Why am I afraid? And I'm letting the devil shortchange me. Why? So when they say be filled with the Holy Ghost, you think it's a joke. I said to my friend, I said, we are coming to times where the devil is not sitting anymore. Some of you, let me tell you, you wake up in the night and you will see a monster. I'm not trying to scare you, but when you see that monster, what is your response? Because it will happen. The kingdom of God is suffering violence. Even the kingdom of darkness, they are not waiting anymore. So if you say that I'm not doing anything, me, I'm not looking for trouble, they will come and meet you. When they come and meet you, what is your response? What is your response? Because we are coming to those times. We are actually in those times where they will say, this is my own God. Show me your own God. So it will no longer be talk. But then of your own, you have no power. But through him, I can move mountains.